Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 76 for Wednesday, August 20th, 2014. Well, this is, I'm in Atlanta this evening. I was at work today, and I'll be at work here in Atlanta tomorrow, and then driving back home tomorrow evening. So I'm here all alone tonight, and no biggie. Online, Charlotte and I are gonna be playing some WoW later on, so things should be good. And I was gonna do, as last night I did my little ting segue, but and I was gonna go back to the Nexus 5 tonight, start talking about it. I've got yet another aside to go with, and this one probably won't be super long, but I'm just kind of ranting at this point. About broadband providers and the lack, you know, and our lack of competition and just, it's so annoying. So today I was thinking, well, Charlotte and I are, and we're going to see how things go, but one of the things we decided a little while ago, not too long back, that we think are like, probably a little bit early Christmas present for ourselves, but it'll be basically our Christmas present. It's going to be a pretty big... We already have a fairly big TV, but a pretty big TV, like in the 60-plus inch range. Just because we... Well, we play more games and things like that, and it's a thing, you know, it'd be something that'd be worth it for us. And we're not going to spend $4,000 on it or anything, but I think there are some brands that are not quite... As they're actually pretty decent TVs, and I've done this before with other things. They're just not as well known in the U.S. or Asian brands that are selling over here now, and that you can get some pretty good deals on some of that stuff. Now, you have to be careful and make sure you do reviews and things, but if you get the right stuff, you can get a pretty good deal. So, but we're thinking of getting a pretty large TV in the fall, early Christmas. However, our big TV right now, which is fairly big, not as big as we've been talking, is a Sony Google TV, which we got on, we've had for 2 years now, probably, get closer to 2 years. It's the Sony Google TV. We actually got it at Best Buy. We were looking for a TV, and we got it at Best Buy on clearance, on like super clearance. It was like half the list price, I think. And it's the one with the big, remote that people said was terrible. That's like the size, it's almost the size of an Xbox controller, especially an Xbox controller. If you have the addition that you can snap into the bottom of it, where you have something to thumb touch type, it's very similar in size to that. And I love it. Well, I love A, the remote, and B, I love Google TV. I loved Google TV. I mean, it was a failure. It didn't do well. Now they're apparently coming out with Android TV, so we are going to be watching, and if in the fall some Android TVs come out, we might switch to that option. But we love our friend Google TV. We're not going to get rid of it. It is actually currently our living room TV, and we would be replacing that. And the Google TV probably go into our bedroom. But we love Google TV. It has a cool way to search live TV. It has a cool sim. It's not completely integrated, but it has some integration on, so if you search for a movie that you're wanting to see, it will search both, it'll search the TV listenings up through like a week or two ahead, as far as I could get in the, you know, so if you search for a movie and that movie's going to come on, you know, I don't know, you know, Lifetime on 3 days from now, it'll actually show up in the listing. And it'll also tell you on Amazon and on Google TV or on Google Play if you can rent them there. If it's on Netflix for free, it'll show you. If it's on Netflix, if it's on Amazon Prime for free, it'll show you that. I mean, the integration that people are like, oh, I just wish I had this. It works on Google TV. It's not perfect, but it works. It's pretty freaking awesome. That TV's cool as crap. We really love it. But we're like, hey, we might have to step up into big TV land. So that's what we've been talking about. And the only really bad thing about it, we're kind of excited about it, except for the fact that we'll lose the Google TV-ness in the living room. I mean, we'll get it in the bedroom, but we'll lose it in the living room, which is kind of a bummer. And this was earlier today. I was thinking about, my memory got jogged on this whole thing. I thought about it before, but one of the things I thought of the other day, we were in Walmart. Like, we go there for, we don't go there often, but we go there for like when we're doing some vast purchase of things. And I was walking through the electronics area and they were selling Chromecasts. Like, I've seen Chromecasts in Google Play, in the Google Play Store, but I realized they're selling Chromecasts like in the Walmart. And so I thought today, while I was at work this morning, I was like, hey, I mean, it's not quite the same, but a Chromecast is $35. I mean, whatever. A fun little toy to play with anyway. And if we got a Chromecast and put, and we got a new TV and put it on one of the inputs, we wouldn't get all, we're not going to get all the functionality of a Google TV. And the more I think about it, the more I'm thinking about, if it's not too crazy much more expensive, I may wait for an Android TV. The new iteration of Google TV, to give that a try. But if we don't get that, if we get something that's, that, you know, is a decent TV, but, you know, budget wise, and is not, you know, got the Android TV running, if we put a Chromecast on one of the HDMI inputs, that would give us some of the functionality that we have now with the Google TV. It wouldn't give us everything, but it would give us some stuff. Like, you know, another thing with Google TV, and you can do it with Chromecast now, is, you know, you're like, you can take a YouTube video and, like, you're playing it on your Android phone, you can sling it over to a Chromecast, or you can sling it over to the Google TV too. And that is super cool. If I'm watching a video that's interesting, just being able to throw it over to the TV, like, instantaneously is really cool. So, and obviously you can do stuff like that with the Chromecast. So I was like, you know what? I was like, I don't, there's not, between my office and my townhouse, there's not a Walmart, but there's a place that has both a Target and a Best Buy. I'm figuring one of them, I'll try the Target first, but one of them will have it. And as near as I can tell, everybody sells them at the same price as you would buy it in the Google Play Store. I mean, maybe you're paying tax instead of, and sure enough, didn't find it at the Target, but they did have it in the Best Buy. So boom, I got that. I was like, hey, we're just going to check this out, because I've got basically all I have here in the townhouse is one room's worth of furniture. I have like a bedroom with a bed, a TV, decent sized TV, and my an Xbox. That's about it. So I got the Chromecast and installed it here. And thus my irritation that has brought me to this rant that I haven't gotten to yet. But the Chromecast, basically, you know, you set it up by, you download an app either on your phone or your laptop, and that app, apparently when the Chromecast, like, boots up by itself, it throws out its own, like, Wi-Fi access point, and you connect to that to do the settings and such. But, like, sitting here trying to get my stuff to download, and then trying to, when that finally happened, trying to get my Chromecast update to download, which it finally just did. It's almost complete now. But has been infuriating. The rant is just, broadband sucks. I mean, it sucks at our, it's screwed up at the house in North Carolina. That's Time Warner Cable. It's screwed up here in Atlanta. That's Comcast. The two guys that want to merge and make everything better for us. I'm like, ugh. And I just found out, like, when I got here and got my mail here in Atlanta, I got my Comcast Xfinity update thing, which said I got a free upgrade speed boost from, I think, 20 meg download to 35 meg download, or 35 to 50 or something. It, you know, I got this free amazing upgrade performance boost because, you know, people love me, at, you know, at Comcast. Whereas it just took me, like 3 tries where it just hung up. I gave up. I tried to download the app to do the installation on my laptop, and it just hung. I gave up with that. I switched to my phone, my Nexus 5, which just doesn't have problems with things like this. So the app that connects your Nexus to your Chromecast is like a little less than 5 meg. I finally had to switch over to LTE. I just turned off wireless, switched over to LTE, downloaded the damn app in like 8 seconds. Whereas I spent 5 minutes, 3 or 4 different times, 5 minutes, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, cancel the download after it got 868K in, retry the download, wait for 3 or 4 minutes, it got to 1.2 megabytes. I'm like, what the hell? I supposedly have 30 meg download now with this freaking cable modem, and it just doesn't work. I just, the state of broadband in the United States is horrible. It sucks. It's terrible. I don't know what we can do. I mean, I know that, I think it would be a good idea if we could go back to something like we had, where we had, you know, back in the earlier days, we had many more DSL providers. You know, I mean, cable is more complicated. Just, I mean, the architecture is different. So telling somebody that you can run the equivalent of dry DSL over cable would be hard to do, but I don't know. It's frustrating. Especially if you're not in a major metropolitan area or in a lucky place. There are some places like Dave Schlosser, I know, has a pretty good provider that he just got really lucky that they have a local one that does a good job. You know, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, for example, has gigabit, you know, way before Google Fiber. They have gigabit fiber because the power company, I believe it's the power company, runs the whole thing. And the, you know, they built it out anyway for themselves and then said, hey, we can just sell this. But most places we have like screwed ourselves so badly, and it's hurting us so bad, and it is so ridiculously sucky just in general. It just frustrates me. So anyway, tonight was a rant. Tomorrow I may get to the Nexus 5, and we'll go from there. And I'm going to stick one thing on the end here real quick, because I don't want people to think that I'm... As I know, people know the groups that I connect to. And so I don't want people to think I'm completely ignoring things. But I am heartbroken about P.G. Holyfield's situation, his medical condition, his imminent, you know, things aren't going well. I wouldn't call him a friend of mine. That's not in a negative way. It's just that I know I've met him at Balticon. I'm pretty sure I've met him at DragonCon. I used to be a pretty regular watcher of the Consumption podcast that PG and Christiana and Viv and Chooch would do. So we've definitely met and we've definitely talked. I just don't consider it enough to call him that I would think he would. Anyway, we're not friends, but not from anything other than the fact that we haven't spent a whole lot of time together. He's a super cool guy from everything that I've known about him, just to the times that I've spoken to him and listened to him on podcasts and such. And the whole situation is absolutely heartbreaking for him, for his family, and for his loved ones. My heart goes out to everybody. I hardly recommend, I'll put a link in the show notes. I can't remember off the top of my head. I know it's we fund this. I know it's /PG fund, on the end, but I'll put a link to it in the show notes. My crowdsourcing funding for helping with his medical bills and for his family, which I've donated to. And I encourage everyone to do so. It's a horribly, terribly sad situation. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, and that's not because it doesn't affect me greatly. It's just that I don't want to pretend to some close familiarity with him that I don't have. But that doesn't mean that I'm not I'm not just, my heart doesn't go out to his family and him and everybody involved. So, enough said on that. Let's not end with a sad note. So, anyway. All right. Well, we'll try again for a Nexus 5 discussion tomorrow, I expect. Maybe a rant will come in along the way. So anyway, my Chromecast is ready to cast, it says. It finally kicked in and got its download. So that's good. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The website is kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, KKENNEDY @KENZOID.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Google Plus and Facebook handles will be in the show notes because they're longer and I'll get them wrong or mumble them. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike 3.0. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.